The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com and now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsor for our show today, for a healthy gut. The best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen free. And I want to mention that we got a lot of response. The Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club will have a full report on the regatta, the Super Bowl regatta, with unbelievable, almost 100, more than 100 people, but almost 100 boats. But today, I've got a guest for you. I've got Mike, the manager over there, 22nd Street Landing. Mike, thanks for joining us on the Boating Hour.
Good. Glad to have me. Thanks for having me. Thanks for anything. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, this is exciting, man. You know, I tell you something. It's one of my favorite places, and of course, I go to the yacht clubs down there, Los Angeles Yacht Club and Cabrillo, which is right next to you. But a lot of people don't know 22nd Street Landing, but everybody that does, it says it's the best destination spot, you know, in Southern California. So tell me, what's so special about 22nd Street Landing, and what's going on? Tell me about the activities.
Well, we're the well-known but unsung. Heroes of sport fishing in the LA County area. We've been in business, my partners before me, for over 40 years. Located directly under the 22nd Street Landing restaurant. That's kind of where we hide down here, but we're quite popular. Multiple boats, multiple options, a lot of really cool things to do down here. If you haven't been down to San Pedro just to walk the waterfront, it's a very less traveled area. You love it. Just like you said, this marina's.
It's absolutely
run down here because it's quiet.
It's absolutely beautiful. I remember when it was run down and people used to talk about it. I remember there was an old club when it was a dollar a year called the Dill Pickle Yacht Club. Were you down there? Did you ever hear about that?
I've heard of it, but I've never saw it.
What it was, I had a few friends on the docks that were pretty much falling apart. You risked your life if you walked on those docks. And there was they converted what was a storage room where the bathrooms were, and they called it the Dill Pickle Yacht Club. It cost a dollar a year, and they'd give you a key, and you could hang out. And it was a lot of fun. These were people that weren't members of yacht clubs, and I just found that pretty amazing. But right now, they have really, I don't know what they put into that. It must have been tens of millions of dollars because it's one of the nicest marinas. And I tell you, a lot of fishermen, I walked the dock with our mutual friend Wade and saw the beautiful fishing boats. So it's absolutely amazing, the recreational fishing boats that are there. And of course, there's a lot of commercial fishermen. Are you dealing with the commercial fishermen as well as the recreational fishermen?
It's all recreational fishing and diving and excursions. The commercial aspect of things, it's not permitted to be here, but from the ports of call closing years ago, there's been some people that have been grandfathered in our area to, you know, maintain residence down here until they open up the docks for them over at that new ports of call.
Oh, I see.
Or LA, the waterfront, as they call it now. But yeah, you know, and Mr. Wade can attest to us. We run a pretty starship fleet here. We carry thousands of people every year and safely and catch them a lot of fish, take them to sea sites they haven't seen. You know, we're based here at the 110, right at the base of the 110 freeway. And we got one of for now at least, for at least we've been promised that we're one of the only tourist attractions in the area that has free parking still.
Oh, that's amazing! Cool. Tell me about the excursions. How far do you go? Do you go down into Mexico, or are they pretty much local?
So we've been fortunate after this last El Nino cycle to have bluefin pretty much all year long. We will travel, just a little bit into the Mexican waters, but it's good. It's a run for us. And then coming home, you're going straight into the swell. So it's not something we like to do unless the weather's nice. But if you have not experienced fishing Catalina, San Clemente, Santa Barbara Island, San Nicolas Island, a lot of the offshore banks around here, Tanner and Cortez, our shortest trip is 5.5 hours, and our longest trip's up to 3 days.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
And if you don't know sport fishing boats as a whole, they're slow. They really do 7 to 9 knots, cruise out. On our overnight trips or longer, you get on the boat at about 9 p.m., and you wake up somewhere right as the sun's coming up usually and get most of your fishing day in, and then you usually wrap it up on an overnight trip by like 2 or 3, and then you're back to the dock about 8 p.m. the following evening. And our half-day trip is 10 to 4 Monday through Fridays. On the weekends, it's a double half-day. 6:30 to noon, and then 12:30 to 6. And then we have a cool trip that I love fishing. It's a twilight trip. It's Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays most of the time of the year from 6:30 to midnight. So it kind of gets that cool little night bite of feel, and you feel like you're in outer space on the water. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
So we have a boat every single day that fishes Catalina Island. It's called the Pursuit, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., John Woodrum and Gus. It's the most popular thing to do on the water pretty much in all of LA County. I go to Catalina, I get an opportunity at catching something exciting, but we're always relying on if Mother Nature is going to provide for us, which, it's Mother Nature. We can't guarantee fish. We just guarantee a nice clean boat ride over to the island and get to check it out. You don't get off the boat, but you fish pretty much most of the time, half to three quarters of the island. Search in search of a sea bass, a halibut, a yellowtail, and even in off times like where the water's not warm, we even run into schools of bluefin tuna. Standout things from this past year, they caught a handful of swordfish, a couple bluefin tuna up over 200 pounds.
Wow!
And that's just in a day trip. So there's the sky's the limits. We have a three-quarter day trip as well. It does pretty much the same thing, just in shorter hours, more like banker's hours. You don't have to get up so early. Multiple private charter boats that where you and your buddies charter the boat just for yourselves rather than going on an open party boat, which means everybody buys a ticket, kind of like going to a Dodger game or whatever your favorite team is.
Who are the Dodgers?
You don't have to have it. Yeah, they're the best team in Major League Baseball.
I just can't afford the tickets. That's me. I just can't afford the tickets, so I'm an Angel fan.
No, I get you. No, 100%. And I adore that stadium, mainly just for monster trucks, but not the Angels.
God, you got so much exciting stuff going on there. Do you get experienced fishermen? Do you get any beginners? Like, do you have any intermediate beginners like myself?
So the common phone call here to the landing for someone inexperienced, they're like, oh, I've never fished before. Well, that's not a problem. We have rental rods, all the tackle you need. But you don't want to limit yourself to a shorter trip, per se, to test the waters because, you got this thing built up in your head that I'm going to catch this big fish. Well, you might need to go on a little longer trip. So even any skill set, our boats are staffed with deckhands, which their job is to point you in the right direction to give you the best opportunity to catch a fish. Granted, they're dealing with 35 other guests, so, you're not getting one-on-one stuff, but that's why it's an open party boat. But you get to see things. So as everybody knows, when it comes to fishing, it's fishing. You gotta learn some knots. But if you have zero experience, the crew's there will tie your lures up, teach you how to put on a bait, teach you patience, teach you certain things. And, 9 times out of 10, you're going to connect. It's with zero experience. I would prefer, and no offense to all my friends and customers, I'd prefer to deal with somebody every day that has zero experience and no expectations and just embrace the fact that just being out on the ocean is better than paying a therapist. So that's my sales pitch. We're getting therapy sessions rather than fishing excursions.
You ever see whales or pods of dolphin going by you when you're trucking out to wherever you're going to end up?
Oh, yeah. No, common dolphins are an everyday occurrence, especially if you're going to and from Catalina. You get the white-sided, the commons, the bottlenoses. You get to see all kinds of stuff. We've been, more recently, we've seen some killer whales. We tend to see a lot of life going to and from the islands on our longer trips, our half-day trips. You see a lot of sea lions, harbor seals. You know, you see those white-sided ones chasing bait around in the afternoon. But there's plenty to do, especially the bird life that you get to see. You get to see birds that people have only seen on National Geographic sometimes, with the blue-footed boobies that came in with this last warm water cycle. And it's just a great experience overall, next to not, you know, the fishing part, just being on the ocean and being one with the sea.
Wow, what's the website? How do people contact 22nd Street Landing to either come down there and go to your shop and talk a little bit about the shop? But what's the contact? What's the what's your info?
So our website's 22ndstreet.com, 22ndstreet.com. That's where you'll be able to book tickets, get all the information, see the schedules, get the feeds from our Instagram. Our social media is life. It's 22nd Street Landing on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok and Twitter. We have all the facets. It all shares the same thing. So if you follow one, you'll get all the information that you would have gotten from all the other ones. Our phone number, which is, you know, you'll be able to talk to me and multiple of my longtime office staff members, 310-832-8304. And, you know, hop on our Instagram today. You'll see, put a face to the name of who's talking to you now. I'm doing live streams on there, tips and tricks and tutorials and, you know, guiding you to the best opportunity of, you know, possibly catching a fish of a lifetime.
Wow. Well, and now, once you're catching the fish, tell me the process for someone that's not an experienced fisherman. What happens? You catch fish. You've got the deckhands helping you. You've reeled in a wonderful catch. Then what happens?
You put it, depending on how early in the trip is, you're going to put it in a refrigerated fish hold or a gunny sack, a fish bag that's numbered with the number that you were issued with your boarding pass. And then at the end of the trip, the crew's going to come around and ask you if you'd like to have it filleted and or gilled and gutted or however you want your fish processed, so you can take it home. You're more than welcome to take it home. Everything in our industry is a la carte. So, you know, you'll be charged a fish cleaning fee. If you don't have tackle, you'll probably have to pay for it. The food, there's wonderful galleys on these boats. They serve breakfast and lunch and dinner depending on the length of trip. The best thing is on earth, which most people have not experienced, is as a boat burger. Something about the grill on a boat and the hamburger patty and all the fixings that go with it just make you want that more than any other burger you've ever had on land. So, and I always joke about it. It's because you're starving and you're stranded on a boat, but it's really not. The burgers are just that good. So there is food. It's, you know, you pay as you go. And, some of the boats on the longer trips, they have bunks where you're issued a bunk and you have somewhere to sleep for the night. It's like camping, you know, on these overnight trips. It's really cool. And back to our tackle, we have a full line tackle store that is with the current fishing situation. So if we're catching stuff on the surface, we have it. If we're catching stuff on the bottom, 200-400 feet deep, we have all the sinkers. We have the hooks. We have everything you possibly need. All my staff is extremely knowledgeable. We're not going to sell you a bunch of stuff you are not going to use. So, you know, we're giving you what you need for the day. And sometimes we suggest extra because fish have teeth and they like to bite your line off sometimes. So,
wow. So 22nd Street Landing, that's pretty easy. Speaking of food, there's a wonderful restaurant upstairs and they're called 22nd Street Landing as well. Tell me about that.
It is a fine dining establishment with a little bit of a looser feel of, you know, you don't have to come in a suit and tie if you don't want to. I've been associated with this place for going on 14 years, and I've had formal dinners. I've had birthday parties up there. They have a bar. They have some of the best lobster bisque around. And the breadsticks are phenomenal. We've got dear friends with the chef Roberto up there and the multiple managers and the owners of the restaurant. It's got the best view. Well, you know.
I absolutely love it. And the food is fantastic. And I always see, you know, locals up there at the bar. I've gotten to know a few of them. You know, and I'm coming back to the San Pedro area, and I'm coming to a lot of the clubs. Of course, they got the, you know, the Sea Scouts have a place there, but the, you know, I love San Pedro. If I was smart, I would have bought down there when I was a teenager. But it's a wonderful neighborhood, and the boats are fantastic, and the people are actually amazing. So let's talk about the shop. Now, the shop, you know, I walk in there, it's a fisherman's paradise. I mean, that you've got a little bit of everything. I mean, how much?
Oh yeah. If you have any addiction to fishing, you're in trouble when you walk in. It has basically everything you need, with nothing really extra. You know, you're not coming there for the accessories. You're coming with the stuff. But our apparel selection is wonderful. We have multiple brands, stuff to keep you warm, stuff to keep you sun protected, hats, sunblock, everything under the sun to get you on the water, reels, rods, custom rod wrapping, you name it. If this stuff's all foreign to you, just pop in, and we have a mini little 7-Eleven in here. If you're walking by and you need a soda, snacks, whatever you need to have it. But yeah, you got to come check it out. Like I said, all these pictures of my stuff's on my Instagram, the store, buy gift cards for people. Even if you don't want to go fishing, the best gift on earth is getting someone a fishing license and or a trip of fishing.
Yeah.
And that's all year long, not just holidays.
How long is it? How long has 22nd Landing been there?
Closer to 40 years.
Okay.
Maybe more. Well, I'm 40. So it's changed hands a few times. So it's got to be, been here for a long time. It used to be called Norms.
Okay.
It used to be, there's, it's been, yeah, it's, this whole harbor's morphed over and over and over again. But I'd say in this current management, it's been 30 to 40 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I really enjoy it. You know, fishing is a wonderful thing, and periodically I have the fish report. And you guys have the fish counts, and people can contact, you know, how do they find out about what's going on in fishing? You have some kind of hotline?
We have a fish count line, but it's antiquated. So just hop on the website, 22ndstreet.com. It's like the third tab over, and you click the fish count for there, and that's just for us. But there's many facets if you want to get tuned up with what's biting up and down the coast here, there, or everywhere. We use sportfishingreport.com or 976tuna.com, and there are, you know, our partner guys. They help us get our fish counts out to the masses. And but if you want to know what we're catching, you go to 22ndstreet.com, click the fish count tab, and you'll see what yesterday's fish count was. And if you want to fine tune it, you click on the other option called fleet, and then you click a boat that you're thinking you want to buy a ticket for, and you'll see what they've caught for the last 2 months.
Oh, wow.
So you can kind of predict. You can kind of predict your fishing trips seasonally, and when you should be spending money and give yourself a better shot at a certain species of fish. Like my favorite time to almost guarantee to catch a tuna should be in October. But
what are you catching right now?
Warmer water conditions. We're catching, the rock fishing's closed, so you can keep bass, you can keep whitefish, sculpin. It's shallow water fishing, so like the Native Sun, our 7-5 boat, our three-quarter day boat, they got this halibut derby going on. It's Wednesday through Sunday. It's a halibut and a bass derby, so they're targeting just bass and halibut, and it's been really productive, and it's really cool. There's no strings attached. You buy a ticket, it's $100 for everyone to get on the boat, and you're automatically included in this derby. And my dear friend, I was best in my best man in his wedding, Aaron. He's running the boat, he owns the boat, and he's got this huge prize package, like $5,000-$6,000 worth of stuff that's going to be given out at the end of April.
Oh, wow. So
it's kind of cool. So we're gives you kind of a taste of what's being done. So, or at least what we're catching on there. But our half day boat's doing the same thing. It's just no tournament, and the kids get to go for free on that boat Monday through Friday. So anyone 15 and under with a paid adult gets to go fishing for free, which is pretty rad.
We got to get him on the show. Extend an invite. How many boats do you have?
15.
Oh my goodness! And of course,
yeah, that's including our dive boats and whatnot.
Oh, wait, we haven't even touched on dive. You know, next week I'm going to do a fish report. So Dave's coming on. Captain Dave is going to do a fish report. We talk about the weather, and we've had some good rain. So we were looking at a drought. Now that's changed. And now the tournaments, I've seen a lot of fish tournaments. So a big report next week. I get a lot of emails, you know, asking me about that. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So did you grow up? How did you grow up? Did you grow up fishing? Did you come from a family of boaters and fishermen?
No, not necessarily, but I grew up fishing. I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I know every square inch of Utah and Nevada and Arizona, fishing freshwater. That's where I come from. I got dumb luck getting a job here and finally acquiring a piece of this place just more recently. And they've hired me on because I knew how to fix vending machines. And then ever since then, they've worked my way into management and own a little piece of it now. So it's pretty neat. But I am a licensed captain. I run a commercial squid boat. I'm also run the half-day boat. I'm kind of like the utility knife down here.
Okay.
A little bit of knowledge, but I licensed 100-ton captain, going on my third edition now. So it's kind of cool.
You know, I had a friend of mine who I met many years ago. He was on my show a couple shows ago. Sean, who runs Catalina Crew. And he came out and started like a clothing line because no one was doing it. Went to Catalina, loved fishing, knows about you guys. He was one of your regular customers. And a decade later, he's a 200-ton captain taking people out. And he operates out of Marina Del Rey, but it's so exciting to see people that had a hobby or even they've worked and had a profession, and now they're able to stick around and do that. So you're one of them. I count you as one of them. My friend Sean does that, and Dave gets out there, the fish report next week. He's out there on his boat all the time. And I've been sailing. I'm a dinghy sailor. I grew up with the Scouts. And my dad was a fisherman. He would take me fishing. And, you know, as a kid, I didn't like it because I wanted to run around, you know, with my friends.
Well, yeah, I have an 8-year-old kid. He's been fishing with me since he was 3. I took him out on his first trip on the Monte Carlo, their twilight trip. And he's like a little Aquaman now. And same thing, you know, you're going to run around. You're going to fish for a second, lose interest, run over to the bait tank, grab an anchovy, feed it to a seagull. I mean, this is something that, like, as you remember, these are cool memories, you know. And, you know, you get your dad going, hey, get back here and grab the rod, or go sit down, or go play with the bait, or don't go over to the captain of the wheelhouse. But, you know, these are lifetime memories, you know.
Some of my best memories are with my dad as a young, as a youngster, as a young little wild kid, and with all my friends and the Scouts and going down to we went to Adam Marina Del Rey, that area, but King Harbor, Redondo Beach, San Pedro, where we had a lot of family and friends. That was fantastic. Well, Mike, it's been great having you on the show. I really appreciate it. I want to have you on again. I want to get some, didn't get any stories out of you, so let's have you on again.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about
full stories.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about some stories. So 22nd Street Landing down in San Pedro, a wonderful place to be. They've got some wonderful clubs out there, and it's absolutely beautiful. You know, and I love the restaurant up there. And go say hello to Mike. This has been fantastic, Mike. Thanks for coming on the show.
No, thanks for having me again. It's 22nd Street Landing on Instagram and 22ndstreet.com. You don't need the phone number. You'll find it there. But we do pick up the phone. I have 4 to 6 people working every day picking up phones this time of year. We're kind of busy booking charters for the season, and I really appreciate you having me on.
It's been fantastic. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. And let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. And look forward to in May. There's the Armed Service Parade and Fleet Week. We'll be talking to a lot of Coasties. We're going to get some Coast Guard. And also, because it's the featured branch, Space Force, we'll feature that. So be sure to find us and subscribe on social media. We're now on YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out in the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks for being with us today. Please be sure to join us next week and every Saturday at 4 p.m. on AM 870. Thanks to our sponsor for the show today. For a healthy gut, Livia One Probiotics. And I want to thank Raycom for the radios at the Super Bowl Regatta at Windjammers Yacht Club. Remember, if you're on race committee, whether at land or sea, contact Captain Rick at theboatinghour.com. And don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.